Jill says she doesn't make special trips to get the bargain. She has the list with her all the time, and whatever store she is in, she grabs what is cheap. So happy savings.
Yeah, happy savings. Next year, you may be able to eat again, but until then, you need Jill.
Next year, you'll be able to eat again.
All right. Jill Cataldo, the coupon queen on the line, 735 on a low 80s today. It's Wednesday. Hey, by the way, today's a good day to shop, isn't it? Because you say Sunday through Wednesday is when you should shop.
That is correct. This is a great day to shop.
I like calling you the coupon queen, although I tell you it's not appropriate because you don't just cut out coupons. You just tell people where to get free stuff.
Well, that's true. I try to get the discounts wherever we can.
Yeah, so wherever you can get them, it doesn't mean you have to cut out the coupons, which you know I hate.
I know you do, yeah, but there's some good ones.
All right, here we go. Jill Cataldo, what is out?
Well, first of all, with all this talk of the VIP odorless toilet, which I'm fascinated with, too.
This is going to be a fascinating toilet. Somebody's going to win.
Well, in conjunction with that, we have a toilet paper deal this week.
There you go.
How timely is this?
How can you beat that?
You can't. Scott Tissue is giving away a free roll of toilet paper.
A free roll of toilet paper with every what?
To log into this website, and it's linked on my blog, JillCataldo.com, and they will mail it to you. So for you, Johnny, this is good. You don't need a coupon or anything.
But really, who's going to go through the trouble to get a free roll of toilet paper when I can go right down the hall here in the merchandise bar and steal one out of the loop?
Well, if you're, home like I am, and, I'm not at the mart to take the toilet paper home.
Be honest with me, Hector or Guy, have you ever taken toilet paper from this station and taken it home?
No.
You're a liar.
Seriously, liar. I haven't. Have you?
No.
Is it really the best quality when you're taking it from work?
Well, no, but sometimes the interns at work here, they make, nothing, and so they steal whatever they can steal.
Well, I can see doing that from a hotel, maybe, but...
You take toilet paper from a hotel?
I don't, but I know a lot of people do.
Well, I take the shampoo and stuff.
Well, right, I take those things, but some people strip that place to the walls and take the Kleenex and everything.
I take the sheets, the pillowcases. Sometimes the TV, if I can get it off the wall.
Listen, I'm not that cheap.
Right.
No, I don't do that.
All right, but then you're saying your big bargain right out of the box is a roll of toilet paper. That's not too good.
Well, that's not the big bargain. But, yeah. The toilet thing, and I had to kind of go with that.
Okay, got it.
The really good one this week is an ice cream deal at Jewel. Do you know what Edie's Dibs are?
Yes, no.
Those little tiny ice cream things they're like little ice cream snacks, like the size of a sugar cube, and you eat them. They're
okay, really do they got chocolate on them?
They have chocolate, and then they're vanilla inside.
Okay, I used to love those little teeny Dove bars.
That's just what they're like. They're good.
Man, a little teeny Dove bar, like they could eat them like hand size, right?
That's exactly.
Well, not hand size.
This is like a sugar cube, and you get a whole bag of them.
Yeah, sugar cube's another size of your hand.
Little bitty things. Size of a brick.
Yeah, no, it's just a small little cube-like thing, and it's only Edie's. It's not a Dove bar.
Correct. Edie's makes these.
All right.
They're really good. And usually they're expensive, but not this week. At Jewel, if you buy one, get one free, $5.99. You will get three coupons that print at the register. So, yes, this is a coupon deal, but you can stand there and take those three and buy more. After your first two boxes, you're going to cost you $2. The rest of your boxes with the coupons, a quarter apiece.
Wow.
You can do this as many times as you want, and they're about a pound boxes. So you're going to really only be limited by how much freezer space you have.
Are you serious? Well, let's say you buy that for the first price you talked about. Then you go up there and you get a
You will get $5.50 back in coupons that you can use to buy your $6 ice cream next time. And you can just keep going and going and going.
All right. So ice cream...
A quarter, a pound almost. It's really cheap.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper free.
So far.
You're not really excited about the toilet paper, are you?
No, I'm not excited about anything, really, but go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, go ahead. Okay. How about free Hallmark greeting cards? I get really irked that cards are expensive. It's a piece of paper, but yet there are occasions we have to send cards. Dominic's has a deal going. If you buy 5 Hallmark cards with your fresh value, it's like your points card with them, you'll get $5 off.
Yeah.
Buy 5 99-cent cards.
Yeah. Hey, we always do, Jill. Always do this. I started this and my brother Joey copied me. I guarantee it. I always send anti-card. Like, let's say it's your birthday, right?
Yes.
I'll send a picture of a Asian couple or a black couple or whatever from that section, of the Hallmark section, and it'll be like, sorry about your death or something like
now,
that.
See, I do sympathy cards for weddings.
I always do that. Mm-hmm. Always have. Never send the real card. I always send the opposite of what it's
there
supposed to be.
You are in our thoughts and prayers at this difficult time.
Yes. Exactly. Congratulations on your first communion. Yeah. Things like that. So anyway, but sometimes it's going to backfire. So my father-in-law, I tell you, is in the hospital for the stroke he's had, Angelo.
Oh, yeah.
I know he's doing good now. He's doing great. Anyway, so Joey sent this flower arrangement to Angelo saying, congratulations on your baby son.
Ah.
Guess what?
Did he get it?
No, they took it to another room. Didn't give it to him.
Are you serious?
Said it was a mistake. How about that? There he is. He has to suck that whole price right down.
Yeah.
It's gone.
No, no, how about that? For, you know, get another free arrangement sent.
Well, look at it. A nurse is going to see that. No one in her on the stroke, you know, floor is going to have had a baby.
That's true.
Especially a man.
Kind of funny.
That is funny. But he didn't get it, so I wanted to urge you, if you're going to buy a Hallmark card, send the real one if you really mean something to you. Otherwise, send bad, crazy ones.
There you go.
Back to you.
Hey, no problem. Another one, free sausages. You know, you have a dog. I have a dog. Sausages, dog treats are free.
Sausages.
And that's, you know, like those little fake sausages.
Yeah, I forgot what that is again. It's a fake sausage?
It's a fake sausage for your dog, because apparently you can't give him a real one. I don't know.
You can't give a dog a real sausage.
I don't know why.
Who told you that?
Nobody. It would be expensive, and this is free?
No, wait a minute. You can't give a dog a real sausage.
Well, you know, they always say you're supposed to not give them bacon and stuff because of the fat. But of course I do, because their dog loves bacon.
Right.
But so this is like, you know, one of those artificial treats for your dog. But it's free.
Yeah.
On the blog, there's a link.
Yeah.
This is another one, you know, fill out the form, they mail it to you.
Sausages. Hey, Kent, you want to see something?
Kent. Is that a trick question?
No, I want to show you something.
You want me to walk into your studio?
Yeah, I want to just show you something. I got this for Jim Gaffigan. Because Jim Gaffigan's coming in on Friday. He loves bacon.
Mm.
Just tell me if you think this is a funny gift. Look at that. Is it, right?
That's nice.
It's hilarious, right?
He'll like it.
It's funny, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a bacon wallet.
Really?
It's a bacon wallet.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Inspected.
No, it sounds funny.
It's a wallet made of bacon. Well, it looks just like bacon, exactly like bacon.
It looks like, you know, you get the bacon in the store, like they just folded it in half.
Sure.
Yeah, it looks like it's folded in half, and it's a bacon wallet. It's hilarious.
That is funny.
Yeah, I think he's going to like it. All right, where do you get free bacon?
It's not free bacon.
Oh, where do you get
it? I got on bacon after talking about dog treats.
Where do you get free sausages?
From Sausages website.
All right.
Link on my blog again, JillCatel.com. You can go there and just get them.
Got it. What else?
We also have a free bottle of Cascade Crystal Clear for your dishwasher. This is another easy one. It's right on the website. You click it. They send you the coupon, and you get a free bottle of Cascade.
What else?
What else? Well, I had a really good one, and I think it filled up. Speedway, you guys can try this, and I have it on the blog. Speedway gas station is rolling out a new promotion where they are giving away a $10 gas card if you register for their points card. Unfortunately, the site just went crazy this morning, as you can imagine, and it's really, really slow. So if you want to try it, it's there, but I believe when the gas cards are gone.
Okay.
That was really going to be my good deal because it's not often you get free gas.
Free gas, $10 worth of it anyway, so you're saying it might be there, it might not be there.
Right, it was there yesterday and it was there this morning, and then I started getting mail from listeners, and oh my goodness, you guys, I get so much mail. They're all like, hey, I can't get that gas card. And that's how these deals go sometimes. You know?
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm telling you, man, a lot of email for you. There's free stuff. I think they really like getting it. Go to JillCataldo.com, JillCataldo.com, and Jill is teaching a super coupon class at Woodridge Public Library on September 20th. We'll tell you more about that later. That's free, by the way.
I've got nine more lined up.
Nine more little classes to teach people how to save money because Jill Cataldo, we found her in the paper. She spends $65 a week on food and supplies for her whole family. $65 a week. In these times, that's pretty darn good.
It is.
All right. Thank you very much.
If you're tired of paying too much, the Coupon Queen has the Midas touch.
She does. Got toilet paper free. Edie's Dibs ice cream. Like a quarter. Hallmark greeting cards free. Free sausages. Free bottle of Cascade Crystal Clear. $10 gas at Speedway. Maybe if it works. JillCataldo.com. And Jimmy Gaffigan gets a bacon wallet.
I just had some bacon. Anybody ever had bacon before? Good.